The progenitor galaxies of stellar halos is failed Milky Ways by Sonak Bose et al. The stellar halo of the Milky Way records the history of its interactions with dwarf galaxies, whose subsequent destruction results in the formation of an extended stellar component. Recent works have suggested that galaxies with masses comparable to the Large Magellanic Cloud, LMC, M star approximately 10 to the power of 9 M sun, may be the primary building blocks of the stellar halo of our galaxy. We use cosmological simulations of the Lambda Cold Dark Matter model to investigate LMC mass galaxies at Z equals 1 to 2 using a semi-analytic model of galaxy formation. We find that LMC analogs at Z equals 2 evolve until the present day along three distinct pathways. 1. Those that are destroyed in Milky Way mass hosts. 2. Those that are themselves the main progenitors of Milky Way mass galaxies. And, 3. Those that survive until Z equals 0, with stellar mass approximately 1.0 dex lower than typical Milky Ways. Our model predicts that the properties of these galaxies at Z equals 2, stellar metallicities, sizes, gas content, etc., are more or less indistinguishable, irrespective of which of these pathways is eventually taken. A survey targeting such galaxies in this redshift range would struggle to tell apart a destroyed stellar halo progenitor from a surviving LMC analog. The only factor that determines the eventual fate of these galaxies is their proximity to a neighboring Milky Way main progenitor at Z equals 2. While the typical separation to a surviving galaxy is around 7 MPC, it is only 670 kpc to a destroyed galaxy. Our results suggest that the old stellar populations in the Milky Way may be essentially indistinguishable from the progenitors of its stellar halo. This was The Progenitor Galaxies of Stellar Halos is Failed Milky Ways by Sonak Bose et al.